This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. On this day after the November 2018 elections, the most divisive and controversial issue on any Ann Arbor ballot yesterday was Proposal A. It was passed by 4 percentage points and will preserve the so-called library lot in downtown Ann Arbor for creation of an urban park and civic center. It's to be called the center of the city. Now, with that in mind, City Council had already agreed to sell development rights to the property to a Chicago-based developer for $10 million. The company Core Spaces had planned to construct a 17-story high-rise and 12,000-square-foot plaza to be called the Collective on Fifth. In the end, voters chose a park. My guest is Alan Haber. He is a member of the group, the Ann Arbor Committee for Community Commons. It was a driving force in getting Proposal A to the ballot in the first place. And Mr. Haber, congratulations on the victory.
Well, thank you, David.
In your...
We're taking a deep breath going forward.
Were you a little nervous throughout the day yesterday?
It was hard to know how this was going to turn out. So I'm glad for how it happened. And without reflecting too much on the campaign itself, we touched, I believe, a place in people's heart that said we really need something better than a higher aspiration and a high rise is one way that I put it.
Well, to that
and
end.
And I would say that as you reflect, as you say, this vote was for a... Central Park and Civic Center, you leave out, and this has been a problem from the beginning, the key word in this, a Civic Center Commons. That is a place that is of the long tradition of the commons, of the place that is receptive and inviting for everyone, that has mutual responsibility, a culture of mutual respect, and people caring for one another. And that was what I, since the beginning of this campaign in 2004, before the library lot even came on the market, when we were talking about the old Y building, how to do something that begins, that brings the community more together and people interact in a collective way to affirm our own empowerment rather than to outsource creativity to some corporation that wants to build us something for money.
Certainly a grand and good aspirations, as stated by yourself, but the Core Spaces high-rise would have increased the city tax base and provided a dedicated investment in affordable housing. So in addition to the kind of spirit of the center of the city commons that you're talking about, do you see economic advantages to the park as well?
Well, public space always brings... economic development and businesses begin to orient toward it, and it's a several-year transition process before people see how this stimulates the community as a whole. In other towns, Stratford, Ontario, took an old parking lot and created a public space, and now they have it actively with 420 different programs going on in the 365 days. So it takes a little while, but yes, the public space is a creative force in the community.
The opponents of Proposal A said it would cost about $15 million to create the park and that ultimately that responsibility would fall to Ann Arbor City Council. So as we talk about it creating an economic advantage moving forward in the future, where is the money going to come from and when might we actually see a commons in downtown Ann Arbor?
Well, as soon as the city council, the new city council assembles itself, it would have before it the proposal that we put to the old city council back in 2015, following the proposal of 2009. And the first thing that could happen is that the parking lot there would be closed to cars. There's plenty of parking underneath that hasn't been given away to a public building. And the people would meet on the space and begin to, well, how do we begin to create a playground and the gardens and the so on. And the gardeners of Ann Arbor would begin the gardening and the creative architects would begin the designing. And we would simply begin. And I do not see a major load of funds from the city budget at all. The DDA has money that is for downtown development, community development. essentially we're looking for the heart of the community to release both the creativity, the talent, the volunteerism, and the money that is so rich in our community.
Well, many issues to be worked out before we see that creation of an urban park and Civic Center Commons. But in the meantime, congratulations on getting past the first step, which was Proposal A on yesterday's ballot.
That was the first step. We're going to unpave a parking lot and put up paradise, and everybody is invited to participate. It should be an amazing opportunity of fun and games and cooperation, and that's really what's needed in community development. So we keep a high aspiration, and for the needs of affordable housing, of development for various needs of the town, there are other spaces, there are other public land, and there's other private land. It was an error way back in 2009 to presume that the center of the city land should be as a big building rather than as a public space, and we've been trying to overcome that error time and time and time and time, and more times than I can remember. And finally, we have a city council that is responsive to seeing the public use development of the center of the city.
And all of that work and all of that conversation will soon get underway. Mr. Haber, I thank you very much for the time today.
Okay, well, thank you for the opportunity. WEMU has been the one media vehicle that has actually paid attention to this over the years. So I thank you very much. And so many people have worked on this and put their hearts into it, and I hope it will be an opportunity for a much wider coming together of the creative desires and efforts of the town, including the media communicators like yourselves.
That is Alan Haber of the Ann Arbor Committee for Community Commons and a principal force in putting Proposal A on yesterday's ballot in Ann Arbor, a proposal that did indeed pass. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.